I hope you were with us on the program yesterday. We're in John chapter 21, and we're at verse 3, and we got just part of that verse read. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. Now, there can be no question that Peter made a mistake here. There can be no question that Peter was not willing to wait and see what was going to happen under the power of the Lord. He did not wait for the command of the Lord Jesus Christ, which the disciples later received in the upper room. They were standing there talking. They were wondering what was going on. And Peter said, I'm not going to do this. Now, I'm adding my own idea about the thing a little bit. Peter said, I'm not going to do this. I don't see any good standing around here. I'm going to go fishing. And as I said yesterday on the broadcast, he was not talking about recreational fishing. He was talking about the job, the work, the labor of casting the nets and bringing in the fish and then going to the market and selling the fish. And that is his livelihood. So he went back to the old job. Spiritually speaking, we can apply this to the Christian who steps out, takes a stand for God, and then when things get rough and things get hard, they go back to the old path. They go back to the old job, go back to the old way. I've seen many preachers. I regret to say this. I really regret to have to say this, that many preachers that I have known down through the years of my ministry started out strong and went strong for God for many years, had great results, and were instrumental in the Lord building through them great churches and great ministries, and then something go wrong, something serious go wrong in their life, and then they turn about face and go back and leave the ministry, back to selling used cars or selling insurance or painting houses or whatever they might have done in the times before they came full force out for the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Peter had that philosophy here, I'm going fishing. Now, I said yesterday that we could commend him somewhat because at least he was willing to do something. But we must be extremely careful that in our zeal to do something that we do not go in the power of the flesh, that we do not go under the instruction of the flesh, that we wait purely and we wait absolutely until the Lord says go, and then we move. So I say to you today, don't turn back. If you have gone forth for the Lord and you have seen things that took place that you knew they were the blessings of the Lord in your life, and now things are not going well, don't go back to the old job. Just keep plugging on, waiting upon the message from God as to what you are to do day by day. All right, that's our lesson, I believe, from that particular point. Now, there's something else here. As we continue reading, it says, they say unto him, now that's the others who were there, and there were seven of them, and Peter said, I'm going fishing. The other six said, they say unto him, we also go with thee. And they went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. Now here they went with Peter at his suggestion. Actually, Peter didn't say, I want you to go with me. He just said, I'm going. And they said, we're going too. Now here we find that there is a strong leadership in some men, and they'll cause other men to follow them, and we had better be sure that we are not following the leadership of men when that leadership is not directed by the Lord himself. Now, the Lord did not tell Peter to go back to his old job. Now, he had not told them anything as yet, but he was going to tell them what they were to do, and they, of course, should have waited to have seen him and gotten his instructions. They did not do so. They went on their own, and one of them led the others. You do not go into any kind of life of sin or iniquity or a life of disobedience. You just do not enter that field without taking somebody with you when you go. There will be always somebody who are followers, and they will follow you away from God. In fact, the average person will follow that person who is going away from God, they will follow him more quickly than they would one who is selling out for God and going in the direction that God wants him to go. So they said, "We're going also," and so they went with them. Now, immediately, they went right to work. They went that night. They did not wait till daytime. Maybe they fished at night normally, I don't know, but at least they went right there and fished all night long, and they caught nothing. And of course, if you go in the energy of the flesh, if you go following the wrong leader, if you go following the instructions of men instead of following the leadership of the Lord, you will certainly have a fruitless service. You may be extremely active. You may be extremely busy. You may be extremely well-trained in what you're doing. I dare say there was not a more skilled fisherman on the Sea of Galilee than Peter. Now, I don't know that to be the truth, but certainly he was a skilled fisherman. And so he knew what he was doing. But if we follow those only who are skilled in the things of this world and have no real insight into the spiritual leadership of the Holy Spirit of God in their lives, then we're going to have a fruitless service. Our service will amount to absolutely nothing. And that's what they had. When they got through with their self-willed service, they had absolutely nothing. And I say to you today, if you go in the energy of the flesh, you will find your fruit to be nothing. Your ministry, your work for God, your service for God will come to a great big zero, absolutely nothing with any eternal value whatsoever. So many of our young people, and I don't want to be critical in this matter. They're young and they have lots to learn, and they will learn, I'm sure, as time goes on. But many of our young preachers today, coming out of our colleges, coming out of our seminaries, they have been so well trained. And that's great. Nothing wrong with that. They should be well trained. But they are so well trained, and they have spent so many hours of study and preparation for the job that they wish to do, such as going out to begin a new church or going into the mission field to start churches or whatever the ministry might be, until they leave the college, they leave the university, they leave the seminary with the idea, "I've got it, I've got all the equipment, I've got everything I need here, I'm going out and I'm going to do the job." And if that is the spirit in which they go, they will come back fruitless. They will have absolutely nothing. Now, they may gather people. They may gather crowds. They may gather money. They may gather power. They may gather prestige. They may gather popularity. But it'll all be fleshly if they do not go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, my dear friend, we must not depend upon earthly leaders. We must not depend upon our earthly training. We must depend on the power of the Holy Spirit in our life as we are absolutely 100% obedient to the instructions that God gives us in His Word.